It's the most beautiful time of the year. Yeah. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. Uh-huh. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe.
Hey, girl. I don't wanna miss up. Come here. Holiday. Let's make out. But I can't stop. It is the Joe and Alex show, and what does that Christmas gift say about their feelings for you? Especially if you just started dating somebody. Alex has been seeing a guy now for about 3 weeks, almost a month. So it's like a year in Alex relationships, like normal people. That's a long time. And we're wondering here, well, it's all love. Wondering, does like he get her a gift? I mean, you guys confirming seeing each other, like you're not his girlfriend.
Okay, I am not his girlfriend.
Okay.
But we have had the talk that we are exclusively seeing each other and we're not dating other people at the same time that we're seeing each other. So he's not talking or seeing any other girls. I'm not talking to or seeing any other guys right now. It's only each other, but we're not officially boyfriend and girlfriend. And just to clarify, we had the discussion. I said, we've only been seeing each other for 3 weeks. Don't worry about getting me anything for Christmas. I'm not going to get you anything. However, I found this list that talks about if you're in a new relationship or dating somebody new, and the biggest thing on there is it is a huge red flag if a guy gets you nothing, you need to run because he doesn't actually care about you. So now I'm all freaked out, like, well, wait a minute, I told him it's okay not to get me anything, so if he actually doesn't, then is that fine? Or now am I supposed to be worried it's like a trick thing, like, well, actually he really should get you anything anyway, because I'm fine if he doesn't.
I don't know if you are fine. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media, Joe and Alex show?
Julia said, if they are not official, I wouldn't expect anything. And then Danny said, yes, he should get you something. He should want to, even if it's a sweet little love note. And then Mish said, I don't think it's fair for you to judge him based on whether or not he gets you a gift for Christmas when you mutually agree not to, and he's not your boyfriend.
Let's talk to Jordan right now. Good morning, Jordan. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah, I kind of agree with the last person who said that, I mean, if you specifically told him you don't need to get me anything, you've been dating less than a month, then if he doesn't get you something, no, it's not a red flag. I mean,
okay, this
ridiculous
list is freaking me out, but that was my original thought.
List, though. I mean, I
know, but I'm
so
just saying, you know me, and I overanalyze, and I'm like, wait.
I know, when I saw there's like 15 things, I'm like, quit reading, stop at one.
I did tell him it's totally fine for us not to get anything, and I'm fine with that, but I'm just saying, if he actually goes through with it and doesn't, is that okay? Or are we supposed to look into that, like, well, he should have anyway?
That's what gives girls a crazy name. Like, men always say, oh, women, you know, they say one thing and they mean another, and like, just go with what you literally said and give girls a good name again, because if you
make
do
women
that,
great again,
well,
go.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I mean, it's easy. Just don't expect anything. And if he does get you something, then great. But if he doesn't, I mean, he probably has a lot of other gifts he has to buy for family members.
Totally.
It's an expensive time. It's stressful.
Like,
yeah,
that's
that's exactly what I was thinking. I just want to make sure that I'm going to be, that it's okay that he really doesn't get me anything.
I like that. Listen, ladies, don't expect anything from guys. Quit putting so much pressure on us. Just know that we love you. Good morning, Todd. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah, just know that we love you. I got in my my truck just in time to hear Web Girl say, if you tell him, you don't need to get me anything, then he needs to read between the lines. And I'm trying to figure out, what line are we trying to read between when you tell us, don't get you something? I mean, I've been married for 20 years, and if my wife says, you don't need to get me anything, and I don't get her anything, she's fine. But I'm not understanding this whole read between the lines stuff about what you guys tell us and then what you mean.
I'm saying I meant what I said when I said we don't need to get each other anything. And then this list is saying it's
don't.
A red flag.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm
lie.
Fine with it. I'm the one that initiated the conversation. It wasn't like he asked me and I said, sure.
But a lot of girls, when they say that and then you don't get them something, then they sit there and they're in a puddle of pout.
Okay,
like,
I would be devastated if I was officially dating somebody, we were boyfriend and girlfriend or married, and I said, don't give me anything, and they didn't. Yes, then it is a trick. But now...
Quit with your trickery!
Listen, but only 3 weeks in and we're not official, I think it's okay that we don't gift exchange.
My belief on that is if you're with somebody, you don't have to get them something extravagant, but get them something to say, hey, you know, I know we've only been together 3 weeks.
Like if you're dating a girl or like if you're engaged, maybe if you're engaged and married farther along, like get her something she wants, like a treadmill or like a vacuum, you know what I mean? Get the lady what she wants.
Yeah. Pots and pans.
Exactly.
But
I just lost every female listener to the Joe and Alex show. I can hear them like, that son of a... 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show on Twitter and Instagram. We'll take a few more calls and social media next.